It's late. Because the Torah Shlach, page 72. Pasuk says, Shlach l'cha anoshim, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to send the spies. So, inyan meraglim, show you nesiyeh da'an she'shem. So, the Alter Rebbe asked, the meraglim, at that time, were the leaders of the Jewish community. They were men of name, meaning, very, like Rashi said, basis shok she'nem ha'yudur tzadikim. U'ma tam, sh'leirotu l'chonis l'Eretz Yisrael. Why taka didn't they want to go into Eretz Yisrael? If they're such holy people, that should be their goal to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why did the Meraglim come back and not want to go into Eretz Yisrael? The Gam, Lahov, and Mus, Madregis, Eretz Yisrael. We need to understand in a deeper level, what does Eretz Yisrael mean? What's the land all about? So he says, Achzor, Lahov, we need to understand, Dineko, Mitzvah, Smaisis. All the mitzvahs, Dakshin, Mitzvahs, Rubim, Kukulam, Tulim, Davka, Eretz Yisrael. Most of the definitely the agricultural mitzvahs. There's a lot of mitzvahs that only deal with the land of Eretz Yisrael. Number one, all the agriculture, Shemitah, Yovel, Truma, Orla, I mean, all those things have to do with Eretz Yisrael. Well, Befrat, Inyon, Yisrael, and Vekotchim. Okay? Especially the land, the agricultural things, the Karbonis things. Like it says, all in the Midbar was temporary Karbonis, but all the laws of Karbonis were Eretz Yisrael. All the agricultural mitzvahs are Eretz Yisrael. All the kachim, everything's Eretz Yisrael. So he says in Yiksev, it says in the pasuk like this: a man does not live on bread alone. Simply, it means on everything else Hashem made. But we learned already many places, it means you don't live from the physical bread itself, you live from the word of Hashem that's in the bread. What's the advantage of bread? That's what makes a person exist. A person was also created with the utterance of Hashem. Just like bread was created, the whole concept of vegetation was created with Vayomer Elokim, so Adam was also created Vayomer Elokim. So why does a person have to get his existence and sustenance only from bread? Okay? So Dr. Rebbe is asking a few questions. First of all, why didn't the Meraglim want to go into Eretz Yisrael? What is Eretz Yisrael all about? Why are the mitzvahs, most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, are dependent on Eretz Yisrael? And also, why does a person need to be sustained from bread if he has his own power of Hashem? We learned this in the other Maimonides at much greater length. Here Dr. Rebbe says, B'kitzur. Achayinyin, ki meitze pi Hashem shebedem tzimei Uinyan rapach nitzutzim. If the 288 sparks shenafru b'shvira sakelim, so that all daimim tzemei chai, inanimate plant animal, is all from the world of tehu, shvira sakelim. Adam comes in the level of tikkun, which is lower than tehu. Lachain tzaruch adam mekabach chayusim midem tzemei chai medafka. Okay, just a side note. We know that the Shvias HaKelim entailed, the Kelim of Tehu broke, there was too much Ur, too little Keli, there was no unity in the world of Tehu, so the Baal, the Kelim broke. So it says 288 sparks came down, we learned this many times, 288 sparks came down that the Jews need to elevate through their Avodah, through all the years. When the Eden left Mitzrayim, it says in Arizal, the Gam Erev Rav, Ola Itam, Eid of Rav not only means the mass multitudes of the Egyptians, but it says Eid of Istarub is the mixture of Rav, of Reish Beis. So it says in Kabbalah that when the Eden left Mitzrayim, 202 sparks, Olu Itam, they took out with them, when they left Egypt, they took out with them 202 sparks. How many left? 86, which is the numerical value of Elohim. Okay. And that's how Chassidus explains why a Jew is not allowed to live in Egypt. You can go back for business, but halachically a Jew cannot live in Egypt because the purpose of a Jew in a certain place is to elevate the sparks. The Jews took all the sparks out of Egypt. There's nothing there to do. But it says an interesting thing. Where do you get this cheshbon rapach from? So Alter Rebbe in Torah somewhere says that when it says at the beginning of Chumash, V'ruach Elokim mirachefes al pnei hamoyim, the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water. So the word mirachefes, the first letter is mem, the last letter is saf, which is mace. And the middle letters is Rapach. Resh Peches. So it says, the Alter Rebbe brings down, why was the Cheshbon 288 sparks? Because that's what the Pasuk says. V'ruach alekim mirachefes, mace, meaning when Teo broke apart, so to speak, it died. V'yimlech v'yamas, v'yimlech v'yamas. So that's the level of Misa, which is the level of Shvira Sakelim. So therefore there's 288 sparks. So the Alter Rebbe is saying here, again, we learned that in the Sheishas Yom Barichas and the other Maimon, but here the Alter Rebbe is saying, Bekitzer, that because the world of Teo is higher than Tikkun, so Daimim Tzemei Chai, inanimate plant animal, is higher than the level of human, so therefore a person needs to sustain himself from Daimim Tzemei and Chai. So he said, the Kmeike, Inyan Riri, the son of Shamalel Mazep, Hashafel, Dafke, also, why in the, like the famous question Chassidus always asks, what is the purpose of the neshama coming down into this world? Neshama is such a lofty place in Gan Eden, who knows how great it is, and all of a sudden it's coming down to this world. But today, what's the purpose? Leskaf yisitrach, to break evil. Bechdei shayidei zeh yistalik yikor the kodesh brichu. It will be revealed the greatness of Hashem, which is ki yisin arba minacheshach dafka. Just like we learned, Shlema Melech says in Kehelis, I see there's an advantage of Chochmah over foolishness, like the advantage of light over dark. But Shlema Melech, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Shlema Melech is not saying, grammatically it should have said, Ki yitzin ha'or al ha'cheshach, advantage of light over darkness. Min ha'cheshach literally means from darkness. And Bechlau, what Shlema Melech teaching us, Shlomo Melech is a very smart man. He doesn't have to tell us that, by the way, you guys should know, light is better than dark. Duh, everybody knows that. That brilliance is better than stupidity. Everybody knows that too, except the fool. But, so what Shlomo Melech? So Chassidus explained, Shlomo Melech is not saying Or is better than Cheshach. Shlomo Melech is saying, Yis in the earth, the greatness of light, what is the ultimate level of light? Min ha-Cheshach, when it comes from darkness. When darkness is transformed to light, that's the ultimate level of light. So therefore, what's the purpose of the neshama coming into the world? The purpose of the neshama coming into the world is that the darkness of the world is transformed to Kedusha. Like we learned just before in the other Maimon, when a seed is planted in the ground, Shaydei harakovin, through the, it's called in English germination, through the rotting of the seed in the ground, the nifs, the baris, and the seed becomes ruined, basically disintegrated in the ground. And then it is able to grow a much greater level. Okay? So bottom line is, Alter Rebbe is explaining, why does a person need to sustain themselves in bread if we have our own utterance of Hashem, let there be man? So the answer is because there, Doimin Tzemei Chai is a higher level than Medaber, and therefore we need that to be able to exist. And the explanation is, Dehine, Elio, Amar B'Tikunim, Elion, as he says in Tikkun Ezeiah, what we say in Pasuk Elio. Antu Dapik Asasa Tikkunin, you took out, you brought out 10 Tikkunim. And you call them 10 Svidis, to run the worlds, steam and delay is galleon, hidden worlds that are not revealed. Okay, so what do we say in Pasuk Elio? Which, by the way, that's the introduction to Tikkun Ezeiah, is Pasuk Elio. So Pasuk Elio is saying, Elion Navi is saying, that Hashem, you took out 10 Tikkunim, you call them 10 Svidis, that you run the world, the hidden worlds with. Almin, he says like this, world, the word olam, literally means world. But what's the word olam mean, really? Helam, concealment. Why is world called world? Because it's a concealment of godliness. You look at the world, you don't see Hashem. V'nik b'zayat. And it's called in the Zayah Hecholus, we call them Sfir, in Arizal they're called Sfiris, in the Zayah they call Hecholus. Hechal ha-chesed, hechal ha-gvura, hechal ha-schus. And in those spheres are the neshamas that benefit from the ray of the Shechina. Umalochim shemdim be'im of yir v'fachad, and the malochim, these are all in the world, in the spheres. Like Michal is, like he said, Michal is chesed, and Gabriel is gevura, and Rafal is teferis, and so on. K'mei machne Michal aval, and machne Gabriel is yiru pachad. K'mei merazalik, it says, nahar dina yeitzim izayos and shalchayis. It says, in the Gemara says, in Chagiga, that when the, don't ask me what it means, but obviously not physical. When the malachim sweat, they create what's called Nar Dinur, a river called Nar Dinur up there. And it's interesting. It says in Chassidus, being Zan from Kabbalah, that when the neshamas go up from level to level, from one world to the next, they have to be tabled in Nar Dinur. They have to be tabled in the mikveh, which is Nar Dinur. Now, Dinur, now that I was saying, but the Gemara says that Nar Dinur, where does this river come from? From the sweat of the Malachim screaming Kodesh and Baruch and the whole Avaid of the Malachim. So obviously, it's not physical. I hope you guys understand that. What is the definition of a Heichal? It's a general term. Like he says, Heichal HaChesed is, generally speaking, is chesed. In detail, there's gevura and teferes and netzachayt, because each one is composed of all the others. But prati shebeseche is level of chochma shebechesed, chesed shebechesed, okay? B'chol es is sfiris, and all the 10 sfiris, k'mei eagle abayis, like a round thing in a house, shekeilim kol ha-prati shebeseche. All the details are in this heichal. So heichal is like it says, you have in Tanya many times, the Rebbe says the Lashon, the heichal is the Kadeshis. The heichal basically in Zayir is a different term for the Elamis and the Sfiris and so on. V'zehu pirish lan hoga vein almin. That's what the Zayir says, anto da pikat asa tikunin. You took out the 10 Sfiris to run the world, which is the general concept. So it says, Hashem took out 10 spheres, 10 tikkunim, that are general levels. And each one was to run the world in detail. And what do the worlds do? The hecholos, the worlds, they conceal the godliness. They shouldn't be revealed to them based on their level of grasping it and understanding. I'll explain in a second. Because they're bali gvul me'ayinlesh, meaning like this. Though even let's speak in our language. The four elamis, Atzilus is also called an elam. Even though Atzilus is a revelation of godliness, comes to the word Eitzel, near Hashem. Hatzolav Afrasha, it's not Yesh Miayin even, that's Bria. Atzilis is a level of Atzalt in this week's parsha. Atzalti min Aruch Asher Olam, last week's parsha. Atzalti min Aruch, that's the level of Atzilis. It's a revelation of Aluku, it's not Yesh Miayin like Bria. But nevertheless, Atzilis is called Elam, Tehelam. Why? Because Atzilis is already beginning of the worlds, there's a limited level. Then you have higher than Atzilus, there is no Chochmah Bina Das Chesed Gvur Tiferes. When the worlds begin, in the level of Atzilus. Now, why are they called worlds? Because now begins the realm of limitation. And therefore, Atzilus is already, there's Chochmah and Bina and Das, there's limitations of 10 spheres, not 11, not 9, there's 10 spheres. Yes, it's in Atzilus, Chesed is infinite, and Gvura is infinite, and Chochmah is infinite, and Malchus is infinite, yeah, they're all infinite. But it's still Chochmah and Bina and Das. That itself is a limitation. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that why are the worlds called Olamis? Because they're limiting the Gilui of Elokus. Because if infinite godliness would be revealed in Atzilus or Bria, Yitzi and Atzilus, they would clots, they couldn't handle it. So what's the Olam? The Olam is that level of Elokus that limits the revelation of godliness, that be able to come in that particular world on the level of the world that the world can handle it. Or in another practical mashal, if somebody wants to teach something to little kids, and you go way over their head, okay, they get nothing. You have to limit it, right? The teacher can't teach the five-year-old on his level. Depends who the teacher is, but sometimes it would work. But you can't, it has to be, you have to limit it. And because if you reveal it as is, you'll get nothing. You said many times, you can be standing by Niagara Falls, there's millions of gallons of water, and you're thirsty, it's worth, hopeless. There's so much water there. The answer is, you need a cup, you need to limit it in order to drink. And that's why the Eibishter created worlds, that each world, Bria is a bigger limitation, Yetzirah is a bigger limitation, Asiya is a bigger limitation. So it comes down based on that level of the world. And he said, he says, even though the worlds are Ein Sof, right? But still, Hashem is Ein Leitchila. Hashem is not only endless. Hashem is no beginning. Which is even a greater level. That level of Elokus, by the way, will only be revealed when Mashiach comes to Tchias HaMeisim. Then the level of Hashem as no beginning will also be revealed. But until Tchias HaMeisim, what do you mean? Hashem has no beginning, yes? Yeah? That's what the Rambam says.
How could you know that? How could that be
revealed? Who made Hashem?
So how could we find out? I mean, no one made Hashem, obviously.
No, so he has no beginning.
No beginning. How could you know Hashem's beginning? I
mean, no, I said that level of Hashem will be revealed. Because Gashmius reveals that level. I'm not going into that now. Gashmius reveals the level of Ein Leitchila. Ruchnius reveals the Ein Sof, the unlimited level of Hashem. The level of no beginning, that's what Gashmius reveals. Yeah, it's going to be Neshamis in a goof.
Can we just go back one step?
One step. That's why Kabbalah doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that after Tchias HaMeisim, there'll be death again. Because the Rambam says you can't have the ultimate revelation of God, Dafka, in a body. He says the body's in the way. See, according to the Rambam, after Tchias HaMeisim, there's going to be death. According to Kabbalah, Ramban and Kabbalah held no. The ultimate is in the Shamina body, because the ultimate revelation of Elokus is not in spirituality like the Rambam holds, but according to Ramban and Kabbalah, it's Dafki in the Gashmis.
Atzilus is.
Ruchnius.
Atzilus is a revelation?
Sure. What do you think Atzilus means?
It's not the essence.
No. Atzilus, are there worlds higher than Atzilus? Okay. Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, in Perek Lamed Vav, you can't say Tachlis is for Atzilus. Of course, Atzilus is an Olam. Atzilus is a world. The world means Ahakahelim, concealment.
The Neshama feels its source.
Huh? The Neshama does, because it's Chilak
Olakam Imal. And the body not?
Not now. Body feels it doesn't have a source.
How could Rambam say what he says about
the body?
About what? Do you know that in the whole book of Rambam he doesn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim?
So he doesn't believe
it. It's one of the Rambam wrote the third Gimel.
Exactly. So
it's a mission Sanhedrin.
So he says,
but he's not talking about it in the book.
He says there is going to be Tchias HaMeisim and people are going to die.
Not in Rambam. There's no place in Rambam where Rambam talks about Tchias HaMeisim.
So after the 13
fundamental. I said in Rambam, the book Yad HaChazaka.
So he contradicts himself.
Doesn't contradict. He's not saying there's no Tchias HaMeisim. He doesn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim.
The ultimate is where he's going to die.
Eventually, but
so
that's not from Yad HaChazaka.
So
that's not Yad HaChazaka.
No,
in Yad HaChazaka, I told you, he doesn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim. So he can't talk about and say people are going to die afterwards. He doesn't talk about it.
So he agrees with Rambam.
No, he doesn't. He says after Tchias HaMeisim will be death. But the Rambam doesn't say that in Yad HaChazaka.
So he does believe in Tchias HaMeisim.
Did I say he doesn't?
You said he doesn't mention it.
It does. Because you don't mention something doesn't mean you don't believe in it. In his Sefer, he doesn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim. He talks about it in Meir and Nevuchim. He talks about it in the letters. The Rambam is a holy Geddes. It's called Igur Tchiz HaMeisim. The Rambam is a holy Geddes. One of the famous letters of the Rambam is Tchiz HaMeisim. Of course he holds it Tchiz HaMeisim, but if he doesn't believe it Tchiz HaMeisim, he has no chelik in Olam Abba. Kol Yisrael Yashlam chelik in Olam Abba, chutz ma'akefe b'tchiz HaMeisim. The first thing, whoever denies Tchiz HaMeisim.
In a different way than
Ramban. No, not in Tchiz HaMeisim. Tchiz HaMeisim, everybody says all the dead are getting up. The question is that the ultimate end or there's an end after that? That's it. He's not disagreeing with Tchiz HaMeisim. That's what?
Body doesn't feel Bichlal, zero, efes, zero.
The body feels Einoi Tchila.
Right, that's the whole concept.
The purpose of Yeridas and Neshama in the body is to reveal in the body that there's an aluk, there's a lukus.
Right.
No.
So eventually the body feels it.
Eventually Tchiz HaMeisim will know it. What's so hard to understand here?
No, it's not hard to understand. I'm just trying to. There is no beginning and there is no end.
Something that doesn't have an end could have a beginning.
Correct.
Something that doesn't have a beginning can never have an end. As the expression goes, you didn't hire me, you can't fire me. Right? Okay, because you can't fire me if you didn't hire me.
Unlimited both ends.
That's why Ruchni is taka the mushroom of the sun and the rays. Now, if there's no sun, there's no rays. The rays are bottled to the sun, right?
Yes.
Because the rays feel the source, i.e. the sun. What's the definition, yesh miyayin? Okay, it's late. Again, tomorrow there's no chassidus to Mr. Shem. What's the next day? Wednesday.
There's lots of chassidus.
I said this class.
Recordings online.